I think in order to do a show like this, you have to be a believer.
That's the voice of Laura Hopman, co-curator of Strange Powers, a group exhibition presented by Creative Time in the summer of 2006. Strange Powers occupied the second floor of the building before you, long rumored to be haunted. The project didn't merely acknowledge the occult and the spiritual, it invoked it. Strange Powers explored the power of art to transform the way we feel, what we believe, and how we perceive our experiences. The process of putting it together had some particular challenges.
Each work was either a spell, an amulet, some sort of magical object, or told the story of a particular magical phenomenon. Douglas Gordon's piece is very simple, and it has to do with cursing a can of black paint, which we were to paint on something. The intern's job, her summer job, was to find somebody to curse the paint. So she looked in the Yellow Pages. That's where she started. But the beautiful thing was that nobody was willing to make black magic. Nobody wanted to, not for love or money. So in fact, and this was the creepiest part, I think it was the creepiest experience I've ever had in my 20-something years as a curator. Peter Ely and I, our reliable intern, and the Creative Time producer, Gavin Krober, stood in a circle and held hands and recited an incantation over a candle. As we were directed, doused the candle, got rid of the candle, and apparently we cursed that black paint. Because I know that this kind of work was in 64 East 4th Street, I can never walk by the building again without thinking of it as a really magical place.